Gentlemen, can you hear me? Can you see me?
I could.
You can hear me and see me. Thank you. Ben, you can hear me and see me. Excellent. Okay, Khafra. What I want to do first is continue our conversation about opening Kalim on Shabbos, which is not so simple. As we noted, the major Marim Makom is the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav, where the Mishnah teaches me that Shovar Adam es HaChavos to remove the grogros. That's like the major Marim Makom in Judaism. And the Pashtus in the Mishnah is that the issue at hand is a potential issue of Soser es HaKeli. And consequently, Tosfos says that there's no din of Stira if it's a mosbeke. Right, so Tosa says that our Mishnah is talking about a mosbeke, which is like a lousy type of keli, and therefore there's no iser of stira. Adkan the divrei hatosus, and we commented that for Tosfos this has to be necessary because Tosfos is fundamentally yesh stira bekelim, so we have to be talking about a mosbeke. The Rambam also fundamentally yesh stira bekelim, but somehow the Rambam explains that we're not talking about mustiki. The Rambam does not explain that we are talking about mustiki. So yesterday we explained the Rambam. When it comes to the practical opening of Kalim on Shabbos, however, the Chazon Ish says a yesod that in his opinion, when I open a can, it's not a sugya of soser, but rather it's a sugya of bona. The iser is asiyas kli, not stiras kli. That's what the Chazon Ish says. The Pashtus in the Chazon Ish is the reason behind this is because kol zman, my sardine can is closed, it's not a keli. Keli means something I could put stuff in, take stuff out. A sealed keli is not a keli. Based on this Pashtus in the Chazon Ish, many people have a practice. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasav points this out in Parak Tes. Many people have a practice. If you want to open a keli on Shabbos, you puncture the bottom, then you open the top. The cheshbin of doing this is if the whole iser of opening the keli is that it becomes a keli. So memela, once I make the hole in the bottom, by the time I open the top, it's not going to become a keli.
Why would it?
Because it's not going to be usable anymore.
What if it is usable?
If it is usable, so then as you're saying, if the hole that I puncture is so small that I could still use.
Like a cereal box. You just put a hole in the bottom and move the top and still put a cereal bag in
The cereal bag.
it.
Right, we're talking about boxes separately from bags.
Fine.
So we're talking about the box or the bag now?
The box. Like the box is still usable as a box.
Even if I make a tiny hole, if I make a tiny
Right.
hole, so use my Elochanami, it would have to be the type of, I'm talking about right now a sardine can. Right? So the idea is that kol zman, the sardine can is sealed, zok b'chazon ish, it's not a keli. When I open it becomes a keli. But if you want it to become a keli, when you open it, there has to be, there's no hole at the bottom. If I make a hole at the bottom, so then by the time I open it's not going to be a keli, and therefore it's mutter. Now, of course, you're raising a question. If I have a tiny little puncture at the bottom, it doesn't do anything. But similarly, many people, I had a guy over at my house for Shalosh Shuddos a couple of weeks ago, and he asked for water. Usually I don't have plain water. I'm a soda drinker. Coke Zero, by the way. That's the way to go. Now, I didn't have any waters open. So they say, listen, I don't have any water. So open, here's a thing of water. Next thing I know, the guy's taking a knife and he's like, I'm getting away from you. Like he's going to stick the knife into the bottle cap. No? So we'll have to talk about opening bottle caps in a few minutes. But
isn't there a must not to drink water at Shalshar this time?
Not supposed to drink water from the Nahoros at Shalshar this time. Right? You can drink bottled water at Shalshar.
Well, in spring.
But I totally did not expect that question. Thank you, Ben. Very much appreciated. Zach, you had a comment?
No, he said Poland Spring.
Oh, Poland Spring. Poland Spring. I hear. So here's the thing. So that's the same question, right? If I'm going to be worried that making the cap is making a kli, so when I pierce it, I puncture it beforehand, I'm not making a kli. Right? That's the same cheshbin that many people have. Is that?
If you puncture the top of the bottle, the top of the cap, you can take the cap off anywhere. It's going to be...
But it's not a usable cap. Once I puncture, if I puncture
I'm
it...
I'm making a kli with the cap.
Right? Is the cap going to become a kli? So by the time I... If it's already punctured and then I unscrew the cap won't become a kli. So that's the cheshmah of puncturing. However, there are a few things to be said. First of all, Rav Shlomo Zelman points out in a footnote in the Shmir Shabbos somewhere. I have in my notes exactly where it is, if you want. Rav Shlomo Zelman says, the idea that a sealed keli doesn't have a din of keli is very questionable. And he has a Mishnah in Kalim that proves it does. Tefillin can be makabel tuma. And therefore, you have to stick your tefillin into the mikvah. Do not do this. Strongly unrecommended. Right? You put your tefillin into the mikvah. It's probably a very good way to pass your tefillin. But putting your tefillin into the mikvah, if the tefillin become tameh, that's what you do. 1 second, tefillin. How are they a keli? It's all sealed up. How the tefillin a keli? Zetmin, you see from here, says Rav Shlomo Zelman, that a sealed item that has stuff inside it, right, the tefillin contain the parashios.
What about the chavis?
What about the chavis? Wait a second, we'll talk about the chavis in a minute. Obviously, the chavis, the pshat is that the seal is such a flimsy seal, right? It's clear by the chavis, since it's so easy to get it off, to get that cover off, the Pesach is nish'ar. There is an opening, and the opening is there. It's just the opening is temporarily covered.
So you need a knife to get it off?
It's easier to get it off with a knife. If I wanted to set it in my fingers and do it, I could do that also. A knife, boom, right, it all just comes off. Now, I think that's the understanding that many of the poskim have to this day. We'll have to talk about it more in a few minutes. But Zukr Shalim Mizamin, you see that a sealed thing has a din keli. If the sealed thing has a din keli, so then when I break it open, I have to worry about the din of soser, not bona. Right? The Chazanish is saying that the sardine can, the issue at hand is bona, not soser. Because it's not a keli, kozman, it's sealed. Rav Shlomo Zalman says he thinks the issue on hand is soser, not boina. And then I have to deal with, well, when the Mishnah says I'm allowed to be soser or mustiki, so I have to figure out, is a sardine can a mustiki or not a mustiki? Because it's a relatively stable item, but I'll throw it in the garbage. So the basic idea is, Rav Shlomo Zalman has come from the perspective that it is a keli when it's closed. If it is a keli when it's closed, so then the issue I have to deal with is soser. If the issue I have to deal with is soser, so then making the hole in the cap is worse. Well, it's just as bad, no? If I assume that when the cap is on the bottle, it has a din of a cap. So when I make a hole in that cap, what I'm doing is I am being so sirikeli now. Right? I'm ruining the cap. It was a very good, beautiful, marvelous cap, right? And I'm ruining it. I'm making a hole in it. A cap with a hole in it is not a good cap. So it's possible that this is Soser rather than Boneh. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks. And therefore, there's going to be no heter of piercing it beforehand. Now, just some of the practical applications of this sugya. Some of the practical applications of this sugya are as follows. Am I able to open opening a sardine can on Shabbos? So again, if it's considered a mustiki, so then you're allowed to open it unless you make a Pesach Yofa. Right? But we have to be nervous. Maybe the sardine can is not a mustiki. However, a cardboard box is a mustiki, no? The cardboard box is zikr, not something that will last for a long time. So what's the story about opening a cardboard box in Shabbos? Let's talk about like the old milk containers. Do they still have these? The milk containers that like you pull out the spout or something?
Yeah. Huh?
Open the side, yeah, you open the side and like it makes a little spout.
Yeah.
So I would have thought that opening that type of milk container is an isser of making a Pesach Yof and a Mustiki. That's what I would have thought if you ask me. However, in these Sfarim, the Orchos Shabbos, Hitainas, the Orchos Shabbos suggests in chapter 12, Halacha, Halacha Zayin, Parak Yud Beis Halacha Zayin, he says that maybe it's not called a Pesach Yof at all, because since it's opened so easily, we could say that's ki'ilu pasuach already. He tainas that the, what's it called? He tainas that the milk cartons are easier to open than the chavis in the Mishnah. And because it's so easy to open, it has a din of super mustiki. It's like a new superhero. Super mustiki.
Super mustiki.
Right? Super mustiki has like zero iser at all. Because the chavis in the Mishnah, it could be there's some iser to open because at least the chal apachas, you have to bring a sword to open it. It's not so easy. It doesn't come off. These things, mamish, come off right away. That's his argument.
So the middle ground's the problem. Like if it's really a clay.
If it's really a clay,
there's no problem with opening it.
Why?
If
it's really a clay beforehand, then there's no problem of opening it. Nachon. If it is mamish like a garnished mit garnished, it's like so easy to open, it's not a clay at all, then it's fine. The middle ground is the problem. That's a good way of saying it. Something that is occasionally used as a keli, it lasts for a certain amount of time. It's not totally, completely flimsy. If it's mamish flimsy, the assumption is that it's heter gomer. Now, in our dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, he totally does not like this approach, that if it's entirely flimsy, it's going to be mutter. And he brings a raya from the Chazon Ish that we saw yesterday in Siman Samach Aleph. The Chazon Ish writes that to rip open an envelope could be a problem because people continue to use the envelope to store stuff in it. What's flimsier? The cardboard milk container or the envelope? Right? 100 people surveyed, right? Stand. Top three answers on the board. What is flimsier? I think it's clear that the envelope is flimsier. But the Chazar still says it's also. So don't give me this Svara that because it's like so flimsy, it doesn't count as anything. Also, like when you look in the Svarim, you end up with like some very weird things. I get the impression that the way the Rosh Hashanah wrote it is like anything that's like discussed in the poskim, he'll tell you what the poskim say. So he talks about like, remember the Israeli milk bags. Israeli milk bags.
It's so weird.
First of all, they're weird. Second of all, I don't know how the Israelis in Yeshiva, Mamish, knew how to do this. They would like have a trick with you take those KBY knives that are as blunt as anything, and like you can Mamish open the milk container. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like a samurai. It's unbelievable the skills that these guys have. So the Achrayim discuss opening these milk containers. It's Mamish flimsy. So maybe it should be mutter. On the other hand, over there I hear this svara to be usher according to the Chazon Ish, because you're not going to finish off all the milk in one use. Right? Very often, so if you have a small family or whatever, that milk bag could last for 2 or 3 days. So it's similar to that other Chazon Ish that we saw yesterday. Okay, yeah, Zach?
Some of them come with like a spout on the side of it. The milk bags, they get like bigger. They have like gallon size ones.
So they have a spelt. So the cheshbon that the Orchel Shabbos is saying, which I don't think he's quoting from other poskim, it's his own idea, is that if the spout is mamish easy to open, so it's not a problem to open it because it's super musticky. That's the idea. I'll say it like this. Forget it's musticky because it's a lousy item. The Mishnah that speaks about Asiyas Pesach, right? It's only Asiyas Pesach if it involves some Asiya. If it involves some difficulty, that's the better way to say it, to open it. But if it opens Mamash Bekalos, then there's zero Asiya at all involved. Yeah.
Why don't you say if like, if it has a spell, it was a Kli beforehand, just as a way for it.
So I think that's sort of the idea. I'm not making a Kli at all. Right. Unlike the Magufas Chavis, where it's a shtickle teeny bit like a keli if I make a spout, over here the spout is already made.
Right.
The spout is already made. Like if I have my kids like taking drink boxes to school for lunch, right? So you stick a straw in and like you rip a teeny bit of tin foil. So l'cha'ira, that item is entirely disposable. Right, it's Heter Gomor.
That's what they have for Kiddush here sometimes.
But now they have it for Kiddush here, right? It's totally disposable, so it's Mamish and Mustiki. The only thing is, maybe I'm making a Pesach Yafeh, but I'm not making a Pesach Yafeh because the Pesach is already Na'aseh, right? You could see there's just a teeny flimsy bit of tinfoil there. The Pesach is already made. The thing about making Kiddush on the cups is there's a tshuva and igris motion, chelek dimah, I think, simon lametes, where Rav Moshe is worried that a disposable thing doesn't have a din of kli at all. We spoke about this in terms of tefilas kelim briefly yesterday. So there's a discussion in some of the poskim, maybe you can't make Kiddush on a plastic cup, on a disposable cup. Kenza, maybe you can't make Kiddush on the geffen grape juice in the box.
But also now they have like a circle. Sometimes they have a juice box, sometimes they have like the
circle. The plane.
So I don't know if the circle cups are much better in terms of this issue that
might not be more of us, yes, because like you're actually making cups.
So I don't think so. The Tosefta in Perek Yudalad speaks about the R that I'm allowed to pull off of something. This makes it to Shochna if I can say if test. The Tosefta says that if I have some leather on top of something, I'm allowed to just rip the leather off. So, however, just peeling something off is not, and I can find this stuff. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tosefta in Sifkat and Chaf Dalet, I think. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, quotes the Tosefta, right? If it's just ripping it off, or that's not making it a keli at all. Again, we're sort of shooting in the dark when it comes to this. Opening bottle caps on Shabbos. So the early Reb Shlomo Zalman's distinguished between metal caps and plastic caps. He felt that metal caps were not a cap at all before it was on the bottle, but the plastic caps was a cap beforehand. It was a Kaylee. They just have a twisting machine. If it was a Kaylee beforehand, when they opened it up, it's not making a Kaylee.
Metal caps mean like Snapple bottles?
Or? Metal caps, not like Snapple bottles, like
soda cans?
Like the
beer bottle?
The sparkling grape juice. It basically is the same as a cap, but it's made out of metal. It's the same as a plastic cap, but it's made out of metal. Rav Shlomo Zalman said early on that the metal caps are usser, the plastic caps are mutter, because the metal cap didn't have a din of a cap before it went on the bottle. It became a cap on the bottle, so when I opened it up, I'm making the cap. It wasn't a cap beforehand. But the plastic cap, you go to the factory and you see a line of caps and the bottle, and the twister guy takes the cap, puts it on the bottle. That's what a twisty guy does, right? I don't think they offer this course in YU. But the point is, Rav Shlomo Zalman says the plastic caps were a cap beforehand. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman asks, maybe there's an isser of Mechateich. So we already know his yesod, that he believes, unlike Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv is mesupik, that maybe this svar, that the plastic bottle cap is a cap beforehand, maybe that's a good svar. So there's no iser of asiyas kli, because it was a cap beforehand. Aye, isn't there melacha of Mechateich? So he tainas that maybe there's no melacha of Mechateich, because I don't want to cut it in a straight line. The only reason why they have that ring at the bottom is to make it easier to twist off. I don't care if the cap comes off in a straight line or a crooked line. They have the perforated thing to just make it easier to twist off. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman feels there's no mechateich in that case. Right? We discussed this already when we learned mechateich. I wasn't convinced that there's any marimukka, that there's any real makar for the svara. Well, the svara is not crazy, but I'm just nervous to say svaras on dinim da'iraisa. Now,
I mean, the Berma'im Chaim Seltzer is like, they come without the ring.
Correct. Yeah, they come the without cap. Any plastic ring at no the ring, bottom. Yeah. They also often come without fizz in the seltzer, which I think is connected.
because it's not connected,
right? Kachler lefi in the estaiti. That's why it's mamish, it's unbelievable. It's seltzer without fizz. They can charge more for it. I don't know, but now Reb Shlomo Zalman quotes some of these things which I open. I'm going to like stick a hole in the middle of it to open. Is there a din of mechateich? Like, let's say the juice box that we were talking about beforehand, right? So
you're
I have
cutting
the
cutting two things in half, though. Are you?
Well, but remember, anything that I cut to size is a din of mechateich.
You're not really cutting to size; you're just making a hole in it.
I'm making a hole,
tissue box.
A tissue box, okay. Is an din of mechateich when opening a tissue box? That's right. So I saw in the Archos Shabbos, he has the following svara, which I don't think is crazy, that maybe mechateich is a malacha only on the side of something. Mechateich is, right, I have a piece of ur, I have a piece of leather, and I chop away at the side of the leather. That's mechateich. But if I'm cutting in the middle, that's not mechateich. And he brings a raya from our mission on Kuf Mem Vav.
So like paper towels would be fine. Because they're always coming in the middle.
So paper towels is a shiloh of koireya also.
No, but I'm saying there you're doing it in the middle, aren't you? Yeah, like doing it.
But it's talking about like ripping one piece of paper towel from the other pieces?
Yeah.
That's a shiloh of koireya also.
It's not like the middle. It's supposed to be like a tissue box. It's like mounted in the middle. Okay.
But in other words, I have to deal with both Korea and Mechateich. I have to deal with both issues. So in terms of Mechateich, he tainas that there's no Isra Mechateich in the middle. Because if you read the Mishnah, Shover Adam Chavis, the concern is that maybe I am being so Sirikli, right? Or Bovar Shalom Yiskaven Lasos Kli, when I pierce it, As long as I don't make a nekev that's nice, a nokvim in the megufa, because maybe it's going to be a Pesach Yofa. Maybe it's going to be some Isser Boina. How come there's no Isser Mechatech? How come in the Mishnah, the only concern if I pierce the cap of the Chavis, the only concern is if I'm making a Pesach Yofa? Why is there no concern of Mechatech? The Teretz is that there's no Malach of Mechatech in the middle. Mechatech is a Malach only on the side. So therefore, the bottle cap potentially there's an Isser Mechatech, but Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has his Svara that there's no Mechatech because it's there just to make it easier. The when I make a hole in the middle, it could be that there's no Isser Mechatech because of that. Now, basically, if you're worried about how the milk container was not a container beforehand, the milk bag, the Israeli milk bag, if I hold like the Chazanish, it's not a container beforehand, and I open it up, I'm making a container, right? So then I have to be nervous about opening the milk bag, unless it's mamish disposable entirely, then it's what? Even the Chazanish apparently was make on opening sugar packets. They called it saccharin packets in his days, but it's the same idea. Those little packets of sugar, since no one sticks anything into it, mamish, ever. The difference between
words.
What? You have to be careful about not ripping words, right? And we spoke about maybe is there a svar of mekalkel, right? On the ripping of words, maybe would the Rashi help? Or no, we thought that Rashi is only speaking about the malach of Seiser because Rashi holds fundamentally in stira b'kelim. The kitzer, anything that is totally disposable, that you never reuse, the cha'ora, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, there's no isra in opening it up at all in terms of bona or soser. It's not a keli at all because you throw it out. If it's always thrown out. If it's sometimes reused, then I have to be nervous. So the issue of, I think, Nady, did you ask this question about opening cardboard boxes? My kids always ask this, right? The minhag ha'olam is that you ask for a delivery, you call Amazon, and it always comes late. So you end up, it ends up coming on Shabbos. So the kids want the stuff that's inside it because they know it's their Chanukah gift or their Afikoman gift, right? Are they allowed to open that cardboard box on Shabbos? So what I usually tell people is, you know, if you have Goyim, Gevaldik, Amir al-Nachri is wonderful for this, right? This for sure, no Isser Amir al-Nachri. If it's a cardboard box, it's a type of cardboard box that's always disposable. So in the Hanami, I think you're allowed to open it up. I really don't see why that would be a problem. I happen to save some of my cardboard boxes. I get deliveries from Evergreen, and I save the boxes because they're good for me to schlep clothing to the laundry in the building, no? And stuff like that. So if it's the type of box that you would save, I think then there might be an isser of opening it up.
Well, he don't save his personal box, like this box in particular you throw out.
Again, so...
You know, like the type of box you
even
would save,
if
but you're
this, if it's
it
the type of box that might be saved, so that's exactly the case with the Chazanish Aser. Right? The Chazanish remember Aser the... sardine cans because you might use it to store nails.
Even if you throw it out.
Even if I decide to throw it out, but since it's the type of item that people use, so if it's a type of box that no one ever saves, then it's okay. One could argue that there's no such thing as a cardboard box that no one ever saves. One can make the case that cardboard boxes are always sometimes saved, and therefore, according to the Cheshbon, the Chazanish, right, one could argue these cardboard boxes would be a problem. So far we spoke about the malacha of Soser, the malacha of Bona, potentially, right? Chazanish holds that opening cans is Bona. The standard mahalach is that opening cans is Soser. We spoke about the Isser of Mechatech, potentially. The Isser of Korea comes up on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph also. The Mishnah or the Gemara speaks about a case of the chosrol shel tamarim, those bags that have the dates in it. So the chosrol shel tamarim are allowed to rip open on Shabbos. And that's beferish in the Gemara. Why? So the Beis Yosef in Se'if Ches quotes in the Kolbo, because the chosrol of tamarim are only there in order to make the tamarim ripen. Again, I don't know the exact mitzias of what it looks like, but the lashon that the Beis Yosef has in Se'if Ches, it's similar to ripping the, it's similar to opening a nut. To open a nut is going to be okay. That's why the Chaisel Shal Tamarim, the Kobol says, that's why it's Matir Mafkiya Bechotech, etc. Now, based on this idea, many of the Acharonim say that if you have a container that you could say the only tafkid of that container is to contain this item, and it is never going to be reusable at all, so you could say that there is no iser of bonet or soser on it because it's super mustiki. You could say that there's no iser of kaireya on it, because for some reason we view it like it is the klipa of the fruit. That's what the Kobo says. How far do I go with this svara? How far do I go? It's really not pashut. How am I magdir the iser of kaireya? Is not at all pashut. We'll have to see. There's a bir halacha in Simin Shin Mem that speaks at length about the malacha of korea. The bir halacha entertains the idea that maybe there's korea only when you need both sides or something. Right. So the paper towel, ripping the paper towel, could be worse because I need both sides. Opening the tissue box in the middle, if we're right that there's no mechatech in the middle, and when I open the tissue box, I don't need that middle piece of cardboard. Everyone throws that. No one ever saves that. No? So one could argue by the tissue box that it is heter gomer. Right? One could argue, like, I know my tissue boxes that I buy from Costco, they have like that little bit of cardboard. So there's no iser of kireya on it, perhaps, because you don't need both sides, if that's far as correct. That's what the bir halacha's maskana is. There is no iser mechatech in the middle. So the ripping of the cardboard could be okay. Again, ideally, you should open everything before Shabbos.
But there's what about also the plastic in the middle, no?
Slowly, Nady? I didn't hear you.
Like the thin, there's like the thin plastic that you pull the tissue in between.
Ah, so the thin plastic, what about ripping through that? So then I have from Shlomo Zalman's other svara. This svara, there's no mechatech because, what's it called?
It's in the middle.
Because there's no mechatech in the middle. There's no mechatech because it's there just to make it easier to open up. Is there kireya? So I don't know if there's korea because I think it was already nikra, it was already ripped beforehand. I don't think there's any asiyas kli or stiras kli because it's entirely disposable, right? I, according to the Chasnish, I'm going to continue to reuse it again and again and again. So
sometimes I think it's slightly attached, like the plastic over there.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it's a little bit attached.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's a little bit attached. Is there an issue of ripping through that little bit of attaching, like just right, running your finger on it and going through that little bit of attachment? I could strongly hear svara is why it's absolutely mutter to open the tissue boxes on Shabbos. I could really hear that idea entirely. Oh. Bottle caps we mentioned. It depends. I don't hear the distinction anymore between metal caps and plastic caps. Let's say I'm a Jew who does not open bottle caps on Shabbos, And I happen to have a Shabbos Jew at my Shabbos meal with me who does open bottle caps on Shabbos. Am I allowed to ask you to open the bottle cap when I don't do it?
I often just go over and open the bottle cap.
What do you do?
I often just open the bottle caps without being asked.
Open the bottle cap? I don't think I heard you, Nady. So
like, I proactively the Shabbos guy.
Meaning he just like opens the bottles. So the person doesn't ask him.
Okay. But let's say I'm super frum and I don't want to open the bottle caps. Can I ask you? So Rav Shechter always quotes that the Isser of Lifnei Iver, if I ask you to do something that's usser for me, that could be a Din Lifnei Iver. But it depends. If you do that thing because you're on Am Ha'aretz, you don't know better, then I'm not allowed to ask you to do it for me. But let's say you're not an Am Ha'aretz. You are following, you looked into the sugya, and you feel it's mutter to open bottle caps on Shabbos. And I looked into the sugya, and I feel I'm not allowed to. So L'cha'ayra, I should be allowed to ask you to do it for me.
What if you haven't looked into the sugya, but you're following a posek?
If I'm following a posek who looked into the sugya, I have a right to follow my Rebbe. 100%. So then I can ask you. If you're a Talmud, I remember one year, one of the stupidest Rosh Hashiva meetings we ever had was one of the rebbeim brought up an issue that in the calf before Shabbos, they ask the waiters to open the soda bottles. Is that
now the calf staff does it. They spend all week. Like whenever no one's there, they go to the...
They go and they open up all the soda bottles before Shabbos. So some of the guys were complaining that... the soda doesn't have as much fizz as they would like because the caps were open beforehand. So I remember if Aaron Kahn commented at a Rosh Hashiva meeting, you have to tell the waiters to close the bottles after they open them. That was his bet. But like one of the other rebbeim brought up that Rav Soloveitchik was makel on opening bottle caps on Shabbos. And if we tell the waiters in the calf that they should open the bottle caps before Shabbos, is this an insult to Rav Soloveitchik? I felt like we're having a Rosh Hashiva meeting. We have some of the world's greatest brain power in one room, and we're discussing opening bottle caps on Shabbos. Now, not in the halachic sense. Like, we're not like, if we'd be arguing la halacha, that's a real shir to give. But this is like whether they should tell the waiters in the calf. I mean, like, I don't know. So that issue came up. I think Rav Soloveitchik was making on opening the bottle caps. I think Quentin Shlomo Zalman opening the bottle caps is permitted because it was a cap beforehand. Adarab, if you wanted to be frum and pierce the cap, it could be that you're doing stuff worse because if I had a din of a keli beforehand, by piercing it makes it worse. That's what it seems to me. Yeah.
Actually, I made a shadow like a few months ago, but you can ask someone else to do it.
Yeah.
I also looked at the Imam of Salafos. He says it's austere. Oh. Someone, I might be mistaken for someone else. I think he says it's not focused in the back.
So I should point out that Rabbi Belsky in his Chuvis feels that it's austere to ask somebody.
I think he goes on a focus between promotion and Shlomo Zalman.
Could be. I don't know. Shlomo Zalman said it was okay. I don't know. I thought it should be mutter if the person is following the posek, but if the person is not following the posek, I thought then it should be a problem. This is one of those sugyas I feel I don't know very well. But we're trying to kind of do the best we can in terms of opening podcasts. Any questions or comments?
Was the Rav Mekel or was he Machmir? I'm confused.
From what I've heard, the Rav was makel on opening the bottle caps, and the shiloh is if they tell the waiters that they have to open it before Shabbos, whether this would be an insult to the Rav. That's we Lamaisa. I think Miel's Tov, it's a good idea to open everything before Shabbos. I think it's sound advice to try to open everything before Shabbos. Yeah. Comment, Zach?
Slightly related. Are they like recordings of the Rosh Hashiva meetings? Because I really want to hear what goes on in that.
Oh, it's top secret. Amish top secret.
Another day before Shir, Rebbe can discuss the most important things that have ever been discussed at our Shiva meeting.
Slowly?
Another day before Shir, Rebbe can discuss all the important things that have been discussed.
The important things at Rosh Hashir meeting is actually important. It's these types of things which I feel are not so important. Okay, does anyone have any more questions or comments about opening kelim on Shabbos, Ben?
About cans?
Oh, cans. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that opening a can, like a soda can, on Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman says is mutter. Right? The cheshbin is azoy. Maybe you want to tie into this an isser of soser or bone. Well, Reb Shlomo Zalman himself feels that anything that's in Gansen disposable, everyone throws it out right away. There's no bone or soser. Maybe there's an isser of kireya. Well, you don't really use both sides. There's no isser kireya. Maybe there's an isser of mechatech. I have two reasons why there's no isser of mechatech. Right? Because one, it's mechatech in the middle, which is not usher. Two, you don't really care that it should be a neat opening, right? It's only there in order to make it that it's easier to open. So therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman is make on opening the soda cans on Shabbos.
Did Rebbe already discuss mochek?
The mochik issue we spoke about in passing, we'll have to learn mochik separately. There's too much to talk about. That dog Amir Vava, that in Simin Shin Mem, there's too much to talk about. For now, you should try to not rip letters in this process, right? We're assuming that we're not ripping any letters. So opening a soda can, Reb Shlomo Zalman says is okay. Reb Yashiv said something to the effect of maybe, but maybe there should be still an isser of mechatech. The svara by mechatech he wasn't crazy about. He felt that the svara of bona and soser is a legit svara. The funny thing is that l'cha'era, it's better to open a soda can on Shabbos than to open a bottle cap. Because the bottle cap I open, I have like a 2-liter Coke Zero. Right, Kayadua, that's the only normal good soda in the world. I have a 2-liter Coke Zero. I'm going to use that cap again and again and again. My soda can, I open it up, I'm just going to throw it out. So there's more of a svar why it's mutter to open a soda can than there is why it, right? The only real isser by the soda can that we could talk about is the possibility of mechatech. And the issue of boina and soser, it's very hard to assume there's an issue of boina and soser when something is in gans and disposable. So I would say that the bottle caps is more of a reason to be machmir to open before Shabbos than the soda cans. That's what I would argue. Somehow in the public perception, if you open a soda can on Shabbos, they assume that you're non-Jewish or something like that. Am I right? The standard mahalach is up. More people are machmer and soda cans than on bottles. Although lefi ani yistaiti hasvara should be lehepech.
He says that it's making a pesach yafa because
who says this?
Savug, because they make like in like specifically that shade that makes it like good for pouring.
That's interesting.
He said if you want you like open it halfway that it like doesn't pour out well. If you open it like only slightly.
So that's considered, but that's a shayla. Is there a din of asiyas pesach yofeh on something that's a super mustiki? This far that we presented, that something that's always, that the Mishnah of being no keva magufa shochavis is talking about something that you'll use and reuse that hole a few times. Right? Or you'll keep on using the chavis. But if it's a soda can that everybody throws a soda can out right away, everybody uses it as a one-time thing. I don't know anyone who saves a soda can. So I would argue that the Isser Vasiyas Pesach Yofeh, right? Again, it's not me. In the Archa Shabbos, he says this idea, many of the Acharin say that maybe the Magufas Chavis in the Mishnah is something that you'll continue to use. That's why it's more of an issue. But there's less of an issue on the soda can. Kachner lefianis daiti. And the soda can for sure is less of an issue than the bottle cap. That's what I would argue. Does Rabbi Willig, what does he say about bottle caps?
He says it's fine.
He says very much.
Rabbi Willig says bottle caps are fine, but not soda cans.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Uh-huh. Exactly the opposite of what I'm saying. Okay. I hear. Well, I'm presenting the facts as I see them.
What about cereal boxes?
Oh, so cereal boxes. So again, so a cardboard box. So lemaisa, It should be, I think, similar to like the way he says the milk containers, that the whole deep book is so chalash, right, that it's ki'ilu, it's already niftach beforehand. Just like I would say the cereal box is like a kosher came from what he says about the milk containers. Again, my practice is I tell my kids I want them to prepare for Shabbos. If you want Fruity Pebbles, Shabbos as your Shabbos cereal, you better open it on Friday. Now, I'm not saying it's usher to open the box of Fruity Pebbles on Shabbos. I don't think it's usher. Especially if you want to open the box of Fruity Pebbles, just rip the top and the bottom, right? So the box isn't a box. What do you do about the plastic? The plastic continues to be used and reused. So you slit the plastic open and you pour it into a big Ziploc. Right? So I don't think it's so hard to solve the problem, but I want my kids to think in advance about what Shabbos cereal they're going to want. If they want Fruity Pebbles, I want this to be part of their Shabbos preparation, that they open their Fruity Pebbles before Shabbos. But I think there are legit ways why you could permit opening the boxes of cereals. What does Rabbi Willink say about opening cereal boxes?
I never asked him.
I think in Marash HaKadosh they do open them before Shabbos. I don't think they open them on Shabbos. No. In the Kollel, we have the single small, serving.
Yeah, so those are grill out. Could save them, but
no. Okay, so these are some of my comments about opening. Yes, Nady.
What does, I don't know if we've used this phrase. I got here to share a little bit late. What does Misakin Mana mean?
Mitakein mana is a derabbanan form of makeh patish.
We don't assume it's derais.
We don't assume it's derais. Generally speaking, mitakein mana is the nusach that's used on dinim derabbanan of the malacha derais and makeh patish. Yeah.
So what does meaning all of our discussions? Do they fit under that framework also, or is it a little bit of a separate discussion?
So remember, so makeh b'patish mitakein mana is after something was a keli if I finish it off. The issue is over here, am I making it a keli? Right? So l'cha'ora, I think we can void those issues. Your kasha is maybe there should be tikkun mana and all of these things. That's an interesting kasha. Now there's the bottle caps. Let's say Reb Shlomo Zalman is right, that the cap is considered a keli beforehand. But l'chayra, I'm doing tikkun mana on it when I rip off that ring at the bottom, because I'm doing tikkun mana because I make it a more usable cap. It was a cap beforehand, but now it's an easier to use cap. So maybe that's tikkun mana. That's a really interesting question. So you just proved my yisod that bottle caps is more reason to be machmir on than soda cans.
Just as usable.
What?
It's just as usable. Right?
But I don't think it is. I think when the ring is on it, sometimes you buy the type of seltzer that Ben was speaking about beforehand, right? The seltzer with like 17 hashgaches. And when you open it up, sometimes they even have a ring at the bottom, but the whole ring comes off.
Something comes off, yeah.
Sometimes. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Those like really lousy seltzers that the ring, the whole. But the thing is, when the whole ring comes off, it's much harder to put it back on and then twist it again. So one could argue, that's a really interesting point. One could argue that maybe there's an isser of tikkun mana on the bottle caps because it was a keli beforehand. Someone should ask Rabbi Willig. I would love to ask, I'd ask Rav Shechter these shots, but Rav Shechter isn't like so misyaches, like these technical type of details in halacha. I was going to say, yeah, this one says mutter, this one says aser. Like, that's an interesting question. Maybe it should be tikkun mana. Ellie, do you want to take responsibility to ask Rabbi Willig this next time you see him? I don't see him. He doesn't come into yeshiva.
Yeah, I don't see him either. I see him in the summer.
In the summer, just. Is there anyone in yeshiva that was in the youngest of Riverdale who goes there for Shabbos?
It would be Marcus.
Okay. Can you maybe ask him to ask Rabbi Willig?
Yeah. Right, I might have to call him.
If you have to call him, if you could ask this Shaila. I think it's a good question. Okay. Gentlemen, so
the second month is only if you have a Kli and then you're
I think so. I think all Dinan Makar patches, it was a keli beforehand, then I make it more usable. But if Shlomo Zalman is right, that the bottle cap was a keli beforehand, so then I have to be done that maybe there's an isser of tikkun mana because I make it more usable. I like this kasha very much. Nader, you didn't realize you were asking this kasha, but I like it.
Does tikkun mana davka under Makar patish, or is it just like a dinder abanon that sort of
I think it's dafka a sniff of Makiv Patish. I think that's how it's understood by the poskim, yeah.
If you sort of make it a bit of a broader general din, then it's more things if it's not.
Yeah, but I just don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. Okay, Chevra, I was planning on saying something about Lag BaOmer, but time is late, so I want to wish everyone a happy Lag BaOmer. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.
Okay.